Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Splash is brought to you by Rooter Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger.
I didn't mean to go there. You made me do that. I didn't know I was going to wax nostalgic for 8 minutes, right? Your co-host is out of his mind.
I would have said that before the 8 minutes.
Item number one, the Phoenix Suns last night almost beat the Toronto Raptors. That would be a good achievement. But the Raptors were resting Kawhi Leonard.
Almost rested Kyle Lowry.
If they had,
we'd probably be talking about a different outcome.
Josh Jackson lost his mind, and he pushed a member of the Toronto Raptors, got ejected, and he was really angry at his own head coach. This is going to be fun to talk about today.
Well,
folks,
if you read between the lines, he was angry.
I don't even know if you have to read between the lines.
Oh, there's so much to talk about from that Suns game last night.
I know. Crazy night in Toronto we're going to talk about. By the way, I just adored those uniforms that the Raptors wear at home. They just say North.
They're okay.
You are unbelievable.
They're okay.
You just want to burst my bubble.
I genuinely disagree with your stance on those uniforms. I think they're okay.
It has a direction on them. It has a direction on them. It's the most northern city in the NBA. North.
Congratulations. What does that get you?
Eric Cohen, did you say they were neat?
They're neat.
Okay,
Vinny.
They're neat.
They're
Vinny.
Neat.
They're neat.
Does Miami wear uniforms that just say South?
No. Okay, fine. The NFL playoffs this weekend. New England at Kansas City. Great looking game. Los Angeles at New Orleans. Great looking game. Who are you cheering for, Vinny?
I'm cheering for... maybe I think the first time since I've been doing this for a living, I'm cheering for the two teams I picked before the season started to meet in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And they're both still alive. And I genuinely think it's going to happen on both sides.
And that would be New Orleans and New England. Are you Googling yourself? Oh, you're looking
for
at photos.
I was looking for a 10-year-old photo. Yeah, it doesn't matter what decade it was. I'm just an ugly spud.
I think you're just dashing. You know that.
Shut up.
Shut up, Beavis. All right. So your Super Bowl picks alive, the Patriots and the Saints.
Yeah. I know.
They had me do Bix picks. Imagine that.
You made a lot of people winners.
I did. That's what I do.
In fact, somebody's going to get a... isn't there a trip on the line to that game in Atlanta coming up?
There better be.
Yeah.
That's what we... wasn't I supposed to go to that game? Or was that...
You're supposed to go to Vegas for it.
That's right. Weren't you supposed to go with me?
Yeah, whatever
happened
to that?
Can we get Tom McLaughlin on here on the line or something?
He's not here today.
Oh, he's not?
No. I got a bone to pick with that guy. We'll get more into these games, obviously.
Yeah.
But the Kansas City-New England game is very, very... they're both really good matchups. Both rematches of intriguing games from the regular season. But this juxtaposition at the quarterback spot between Patrick Mahomes, the eventual MVP, and maybe the greatest quarterback that's ever played, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
To me, that storyline is head and shoulders above all the other storylines this weekend. Because I think for as good as Patrick Mahomes has been and will continue to be in the future, this is a different animal. Even though they're at home, you're talking about a team that hasn't been here against a team that's been here a lot.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
I think that's a fascinating comparison.
And don't you think that popular sentiment, the sentimental pick is going to be Kansas City, the underdog, the popular pick? Don't you think that's going to happen?
People are rooting for Kansas City?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
They're playing the Patriots.
Both teams received such an amazing break. I have never seen a weather forecast spin like Sundays in Kansas City. It was once going to be the coldest, if not one of the most coldest football games in NFL history.
Now there's a severe heat warning out there.
Now it's 33 and 23 for high and low with sunshine.
And no wind to speak of, and a very small chance of rain.
Fucking dash. Good job, Vinny.
You remember that from the NFL Follies video when they used to have Mel Blanc do the voices?
Oh, I didn't know you were trying to imitate. No, really? Can you find it? I'd love to hear that. I think it's Mel. Isn't it Mel Blanc?
No, it was blank.
It's blank?
Yeah.
You sure about that? I'm not getting, listen, it's pop culture, so you know more than I do. But are you sure about that?
I'd never heard it said Mel Blanc.
Okay. All right.
College. Listen here, Bike Lee. I know what
okay,
I'm talking
May
about.
Okay, Mayrata. All right, last night in college basketball, Arizona State ekes by Oregon State at home, wins by 3. Kind of tapping into the Vince Mirata theory that they're just not that good.
That game was over. I mean, Oregon State had 22 points in the first half. They were stuck on 22 for over 6 minutes of action. Couldn't have thrown the ball in the ocean.
Yeah.
If they were in a boat.
Right.
And yet were able to creep back into that game because this year's Sun Devils team is apparently unable to string together 40 competent minutes of basketball. And it was nearly... It turns out to be a good win. Oregon State had been undefeated in Pac-12 play.
Okay.
ASU's above 500. With the Arizona loss, they're creeping closer to the top. But a win is a win, yes. But when you diagnose the win and pick it apart,
it's not that good.
There's a whole lot of warts on it.
Well, you mentioned about the Pac-12 race. Not only Oregon State losing, good for ASU, but Arizona loses last night to Oregon 58-54. So they're no longer unbeaten in conference.
I wanted to read the text I got from Jarrett Carlin in the aftermath of that game last night.
Yeah?
But at some point, if things transpired, that text could be used as evidence. So I'm not going to read it.
Okay. I want you to read it to me in the break.
He used the word hate several times.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
Oh, so he, okay. That
was the mild part.
Wow. All right, GCU routes Chicago State. That's good news. Coyotes host the Penguins tonight, which will be bringing out all the Pittsburghers in the Valley.
Pittsburghers.
What goes on a Pittsburgher?
Fries.
Fries. Well said. You beat me to it.
Gravel.
7 o'clock face-off tonight at Gila River Arena between the Yotes and the Penguins, a game you can hear here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:30.
Yeah, no, Pittsburgh is just a gorgeous city. And see, that reference went right over your head, Eric. Famous Primanti Brothers puts French fries on their sandwiches. That's what they do, okay? It's a Pittsburgh legend that the steelworkers on their lunchtime either had dirty hands or not enough time to eat. So to expedite the process, let's put the accessory to the meal on the meal. And it's hence a tradition. There you go. That's the joke.
I've never been to Pittsburgh. One of the cities I've never been to.
Oh, it is so underrated in terms of scenic beauty. It is unbelievable.